Blog Talk Radio.
Worship God. Let's magnify the true and living God, for He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church on today. We just thank God on today. We thank God for being the King of Kings, the Am That I Am. We thank God for being our Jehovah Jireh. We thank God for being our Jehovah Nisi. You know, there is a book that is available that God did give to me, and I gave to the people. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available in an electronic version. The name of the book is called 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. This book is a tell-all experience about dreams and visions from the eyes of a prophet. Amen. For God said, I'm going to give you dreams for 30 days, and I want you to proclaim my words. Amen. You've got to get the book today. Amen. Available on Amazon.com. Let's go to the throne of grace in prayer, lifting up the true and living King Jesus on today. Heavenly Father, we just magnify and worship you. We glorify you on today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our rock and our strong tower. We thank you for being a God in a weary land. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for providing for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for knowing us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for making a way. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, that you know the needs that we have before, amen, we even ask them. So even as we come to your throne, you know what we already need, God. You know what each and every individual listener out there in listening land needs on a day, Heavenly Father. I ask that you meet every need, Lord God. I invite you into the service. Please take full control. Heavenly Father, minister the word to the people by your Spirit the way that you would like for them to receive it. And so we bless your name on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. I do feel a prophetic in the service on today. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank God even for that on today. Amen. God, hallelujah, God has a plan and a purpose for every individual's lives. Amen. I want to go to the book of Acts on today. We're going to the book of Acts. You know, the book of Acts, amen, is a book that started, amen, as the first church. Amen. This is the church of Antioch. Hallelujah. Jesus in the book of Acts begins, hallelujah, God, with the receiving of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And they call that the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah, Jesus. The book of Acts, amen. My message on today, amen, is going to be a resemblance of the book of Acts. Amen. The book of Acts says act, amen, which is to carry something out. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We just thank God. And the sermon that God is giving me to give to you on today is about carrying out the destiny of your life. Amen. We're going to the book of Acts. Hallelujah. But a vision or a dream is not a dream or a vision until you act upon it. I didn't prepare any notes for the sermon. Amen. God just said, go with the scripture. Amen. And we're going to go as the Holy Spirit leads, directs, and guides us. Amen. I just bless God. Amen. For being a God that knows how to deliver. Amen. Destiny to the people. Amen. Being commissioned is driven by the Spirit. Let me say that again. This is the title of the message. Being commissioned is driven by the Spirit. When we go to the book of Acts, the 13th chapter, hallelujah, and the first verse, hallelujah, God, Acts 13:1 goes to read, it says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch, amen, and God is saying that we are in a particular church on a day, amen. God is saying on and showing that, amen, the church lives inside of each and every one of us. Amen. We are the church. Amen. For we house the temple, amen, that houses the actual Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is made of the church. Amen. For when Christ came, the Bible says that he rent the veil in two. Amen. And he brought down the temple in 3 days, but he raised up himself to be the church. And he even told Peter, on this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. We are the church, men and women of God out there in listening land, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against your destiny. Let me say that again. God said to let you know the gates of hell shall not prevail against your destiny. The Bible says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. God said to let you know on a day that I've sent the prophet by your way to let you know that your destiny and your fullness of life, hallelujah, is still attainable. For there is a time and a season that you need to act on what thus saith God. The Bible goes to say, it says, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Let me explain to you the situation that these men were in at this time. The Bible said that they were brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. Well, if we examine the Bible, we know that Herod was the man, the governor, hallelujah, God, that crucified Christ, hallelujah, God, on that Calvary, hallelujah, God. So these people were working, hallelujah, God. These disciples, you had Barnabas and Simeon and Niger and Lucius of Cyrene and Manian, hallelujah, God. They were brought up with Herod, so they were still facing the persecution of Jesus Christ. You know, God said in his word that if they hate you, they hate you because of me, for they hated me from the very beginning. Why is that? Because Satan is the father of all lies. Oh, come on and help me, Holy Ghost. God is going to burst something out on a day, and it's called acting upon your destiny. God is going to birth something out on today. It is called acting upon the end road. The Bible goes on to say, while they were growing up and coming up and trying to preach the word of God under the rulership of Herod, things were still hectic. The Bible said in the second verse, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. See, the next thing you've got to understand, the Holy Ghost is saying, is that your ministry is on to the Lord. I don't care whatever God has given you to do. If you sow for a living, if you happen to sew garments for Christ, if you sew Bashata, Son of God, robes and the things of the like, if you sew dollies and the like, if you sew tablecloths for the church, if you sew, if you preach, if you teach, it does not matter what you do. If you're doing something for God, the Bible said, as they minister to the Lord, your ministry is unto the Lord. And God said to let you know on a day that you have to take your ministry very seriously. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Hallelujah, God. What does it mean to fast? Well, when we fast, the Bible declares that fasting brings on discipleship and discipline. Hallelujah, God. As they fasted, hallelujah. You know, fasting brings us into the submission of the will of God. The Bible said, and ministered. If you have a ministry that you're working on and you're working for God, hallelujah, God, Jesus, there should be some type of fasting inside of your ministry. We're talking about getting to destiny on a day. We're talking about acting so that we can get to the end road. The Bible goes on to say they minister to the Lord and fasted. Then the Bible goes on to say in the second verse, the Holy Ghost said, the next thing we have to understand is that God is yet still speaking. I don't care if you're under the Roman ship. I don't care if you're under the government or the Roman Empire. I don't care if you're walking through principalities. I don't care if you're faced with hell and high water. The Bible said that the Holy Ghost said, oh yes, God is still yet speaking. When you're faced up against that back brick wall, when you're faced up against all type of trouble, God is yet still speaking to your situation. The Bible says, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. The next thing you have to understand is God is still yet separating. He's still yet working it out. For to separate means to work it out. Oh, Bashata, Son of God, separate Barnabas and Saul. Oh, yes, God is separating some things in your life. Oh, yes, God is separating some things in your ministry. To separate means to put aside. The Bible says, to fast and fear the Lord. The Bible says to be ye separate. The Bible says, to seek God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. The Bible says, to separate yourself. The Bible says, if any man have not my glory, if any man have not my spirit, God is saying to separate yourself today. He said not to be unequally yoked. That means that you're supposed to be yoked up with those that have the same dream and the same vision, and they can see your outcast up ahead. They can see your outcome up ahead, and they don't mind getting behind you. They don't mind praying for you. They don't mind supporting you. We're talking about the books of Acts. How do you act up on your life? The birth out the ministry. God was birthing something in the book of Acts. For the book of Acts was the first beginning of the Pentecost. The book of Acts was the first beginning of the church. The book of Acts represents the ministry that you're in. God is doing something great in your life. The Holy Ghost is still yet speaking. The Holy Ghost is still yet moving. You're still yet ministering to the Lord. You still yet fasting, God. The Bible said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work here, and I have called them. And another thing you've got to understand, if God called you, then who can be against you? If God be for you, then who can be against you? The next thing you have to understand is that calling comes from God. It does not come from man. Follow the yellow brick road. Where does the yellow brick road take you? It should take you to destiny. Don't get off on the wrong path. When people ride the subway system, they take it all the way to the destiny that they're looking to get off on. They don't get off early. They don't get off late. But they get off right on time. Oh, yes, prepare yourself. For God sent the preacher by to let you know that you're in the book of Acts, and God is acting on your behalf. Oh, help me, God, on today. The Bible said, and when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands upon them. Oh, my God, Jesus, fasting and prayer, it brings about a maturity in your ministry. You got to have a special maturity. I don't care if you show up tablecloth for a living. If you're showing them for God, you got to have a certain level of maturity. Fasting and prayer brings on a maturity in God. For the Bible said, let us not go to the original doctrines, but let us go on to some meat. I know there's somebody out there in listening land that's ready to go on the meat today. And the Bible says they laid their hands on them. It's all right if you let God lay his hands on you. But one night you went to an event, one night you went to a meeting, and something got a hold of you. I said something got a hold of you, and you've never been the same. There's somebody out there on today that they need a special touch from God. I said there's somebody out there on today that needs a special touch from God. You need a destiny. You need a calling. You need the Holy Ghost to speak. And then you need to act up on it. Oh, come on, God. There it is. I feel all right, y'all. For I know that God is moving on your behalf. I know that God is separating some things. And the Bible said, so they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. And what you've got to understand is when God says to move, it's love the Holy Spirit. When God says to get up, it's from the Holy Spirit. When God says get out of your depression, that's from the Holy Ghost. When God says dry your eyes, that's from the Holy Ghost. When God says it's going to be all right, it's from the Holy Ghost. When God says weeping may endure for a night, it's for the Holy Ghost. When the joy will come in the morning, it's from the Holy Ghost. When God says you're more than a conqueror, to them that love him, it's from the Holy Ghost. When God said, I said when God said, you ought to tap yourself and say, when God say, I can do all things through him, which strengthens me. When God say, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on the wings of an eagle. I didn't say it, but God told Isaiah to say it. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and never faint. Oh, come on, somebody. Everybody got a destiny. Oh, come on, somebody. Everybody's got a vision. But my question to you on today is, do you see what the Holy Ghost sees? The Bible said, they departed unto Seleucia, and from then they sailed to Cyprus. What we see in the story is that they didn't stop at one place. They went on to the next place. Oh, God is saying, just because you got a layover on today, it does not mean that you're posted up there.
mean that's where you're going to stay. A delay never means that God has denied you. But first they departed and went to Seleucia. Then they went on the Cyprus. Two stops, but one destiny. Two layovers, but one destiny. Oh, we got to get to a place where we're trusting God and lean not to our own understanding, but always acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. We got to get to a place where our prayers are going up to God. We got to get to a place where we have faith. That not have faith is a sin. Oh, we got to get to a place where we're going to trust in the Lord with all our heart. We got to get to a place where we believe God. If the Holy Ghost said it, he said separate. If the Holy Ghost said it, he said come out from where you are. If the Holy Ghost said it, you can best believe he's moving on your situation. If the Holy Ghost said it, it does not matter. If you're walking with Herod, if you're in perilous times, you know, Paul said that he suffered the things of Christ, even in perilous times. You know, perilous means times of danger. But when we look at Paul, he was a man that went through snake bites. He was a man that went through shipwrecks. When we look at Paul, he was a man that was beaten. When we look at Paul, he was a man that was mocked and scorned. When we look at Paul, he was a man that went before the Sanhedrin. When we look at Paul, he was a man that went before the council. And our day and age, that means you stand before the judge and the jury, and they judge you. Paul was a man that was judged. Some folk judge you and say you don't have what it takes. Some folk judge you and say you don't have all that you need to have. I said some folk judge you just by the color of your skin. Some folk judge you by the way you carry yourself. Some folk judge you. Oh my God, Jesus. But the Bible said man judges the heart. Man judges the outward appearance. But God judges the heart. See, what you got to understand is that it does not matter what man says about you. It does not matter where man says you're going. The Holy Ghost is yet speaking. For the Bible declares, oh, Bashatarahan the God. The Bible declares that the Holy Ghost said, separate me. Oh, my God, Jesus. And what you got to understand on today, that it's not even your destiny you carrying out. It's the destiny of Jesus Christ. For Paul was a man that he didn't even carry out his own destiny. If he had his own destiny, he'd still be persecuting the Christians. If Paul had his own destiny, he'd still be working for the temple. He'd still be working for the Pharisee. And Paul had his own plan. But Paul did not have his own plan. For it was God that tapped Paul on the shoulder and said, Paul, come off of that high horse you on. I've got something for you to do. Go and wait. And I'm going to send a man to open up your eyes or open up blinded eyes. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to get the message on the day. The Holy Ghost said, do it. The Holy Ghost said, do it. I know you've been laboring in the ministry. I know you've been working for God tirelessly with all your might, heart, body, and soul. If they say come, you're the first one at the church. If they say go, you're the first one to get there, and you're the last to leave. Oh, my God, Jesus. But the Bible says that the Holy Ghost said, separate me from you. Separate, oh, by all the people around you, separate you from me. The Holy Ghost said, it's time for action. The Holy Ghost said that it's time for the Holy Spirit to act upon what you need. Oh, yes, that's a prophetic word today. The Holy Ghost said to let you know that it's time for him to act for what you need. Oh, you've done your part. You've been there. You were the last to leave. You were always on time. You were there, dedicated, long-suffering. You were there. You sang with your heart. You served with your heart. You served in the lines. And the Holy Ghost said to let you know on today that it's time for the Holy Spirit to act on what he's called you to do. See, there came a time when God said to separate Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have called them to do. And once God calls you to a work to do, then God has to support your endeavors. He's not just going to call you and leave you. The Bible says that God promised that he'd never leave you nor forsake you. And he promised that he would never forget about your every need. Why? Because he's a rewarder. Oh, yes, it's reward time. God said that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Oh, Bashatas. Oh, we just lift up God on today. Oh, the message is very clear. If you've been in a season of waiting, if you've been in a season of hope fasting, the Bible says when you've done all you can do, to just stand thereof, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, wearing your helmet of salvation and your breastplate of righteousness, walking and talking in the sword of the Spirit. When you've done all you can do, to stand thereof. And if you've been one of those people that have stood for the righteousness of God, if you've been one of those people that have stood up for Christ, if you've been like Paul in perilous times, and you allow God to separate you, and if you've been like Paul, and you've been waiting with thorns in your side, God told Paul, what you're going through, Paul, it's going to be all right, because my grace is made sufficient for thee in your perfect weakness. If your story has been like Paul, God sent men by to let you know. God sent the preacher and the prophet by to let you know that now is the time that he's going to act up on what you need. For what we have to understand, that the book of Acts was a book that God acted up in. He acted for the people. He sent them the Holy Spirit. He sent them the power that they need. He sent them the survival tool. And he built his church of all that rock. Everything else is seeking sand. Oh, come on, somebody. You ought to rejoice for God right now. Oh, come on, somebody. You ought to be worshiping God right now. Oh, come on, somebody. You ought to be rejoicing and clapping your hands for God right now. For God is getting ready to act. This is the time of action. But we're in the book of Acts for today. And this has been a prophetic service. For I feel the prophecy that the action is right there. Oh, my God, Jesus, go ahead and lift your hands. If you don't know Savior as your Christ, I serve a God that is all right. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I serve a God that's a provider. How do I know? Because he showed me. How do I know? Because I experienced it. I've experienced a God that has provided when I didn't have anything. I serve a God that fight my battle. I serve a God that loves me the same. I serve a God that's the proof in the pudding. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, now is the time to know Christ. Everybody is not living until tomorrow. A lot of us are living, and then we're dying in the same day. What are you saying on a day, woman of God? I'm saying that tomorrow is not promised. Now is the time to create an anchor in your soul. Now is the time to look out for your eternity. Now is the time to receive Christ as your Savior. And you don't have a Savior that is a sure proven. God said to test him and try him and prove him. There's no way that you can test Christ and accept him and not receive anything at all. It's just not possible. Hallelujah, God, I'm a living witness. There are other living witnesses out there. Hallelujah, God, I'm speaking to an atheist on today. Hallelujah. Do you know what separates your thoughts of atheism unto the believers of Christ? Really, it's action. Oh, hallelujah, God. It's the book of Acts, because God is a God. Christ Jesus is a God that acts. You don't know that he acts because you've never tried him. But if you would get to a place in your heart where you think that you need some action in your life, if you would get to a place in your heart where you think you need a little bit of love, just try Christ. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Let's go to the throne of grace and ask God for forgiveness of our sins and receive him as our Savior. Again, I'm speaking to an atheist out there. If somebody in listening land that God is saying do not believe in him, but God said if you would try him, you will see him act. Hallelujah, God. The action can be immediate. Hallelujah. The action can be tomorrow. But regardless, he will act in your life. Just try it. And then if you don't like it, you can go back to believing whatever it is that you believe. But try God and see what God will do in your life. He will show that he is real. And I'm not saying this excuse me, with lip service. I'm saying it because I've experienced it myself. So many different things that God has done for me in my life where there was no way. He didn't make the way. He was the way. He provided the way. It just showed up miraculously. Hallelujah, Jesus. Excuse me. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer even right now. Receive Christ as your Savior. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness of our sins. We realize that without you, we have no action. We're just living every day in an everyday society, and we're just getting what we put into it. But if we would believe on you, if we would trust in you, if we hope in you, there is a possibility of action. And we know that all we need is a possibility, for all things are possible to him who believe. And if we believe in you, then it is possible for the miraculous to happen through you. And we're going to trust that you are going to show us who you are through your actions. We receive you as our Christ. We believe that you died for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness of our sins. You know, if you've done that, God is going to manifest who he is to you. He is going to show you the book of Acts. Hallelujah, God. I trust it. I believe it. I know it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm not just saying this out of religion. I'm saying this out of an experience, out of what I experienced with God. I tried Jesus, and I tried him, and I trusted him, and I found him to be reliable. I found him to be dependable. I found him to be a man that I can trust in. I found him to be a man that did not lie. I found him to be a man of my hope for tomorrow. I found him to be a man, hallelujah, Jesus, that dried all my tears. I found him to be a man, hallelujah, God, that will not lie. Thank you for trying, Jesus. Thank you for trusting, Jesus. And you know, this is personal. Hallelujah, God. This is an intimate, personal thing between you and God. Nobody, to the atheists out there, nobody has to even know about it. It can just be something for you. You know, when you go on a diet, you say, I'm going to try this diet as a trial and see if it works. If you never tried the diet before, you say, I'm going to try it and see if it works. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give it the 15 days. days or the 30 days that they say to try. And I'm going to stick with it. I'm not going to veer to the left or get off the diet. Amen. But I'm going to stay right with it. And this is the same thing with Christ. Stay right with Christ. It doesn't end. Nobody, everybody doesn't have to know that you're on the diet. Everybody does not have to know that you've trusted in Christ. Just try him and see, won't he prove to be your weight loss system. He'll just remove the pounds of extra baggage and extra heaviness and extra burden and all the things that you don't even need to carry. He'll get rid of the fat. He'll make you lose weight. He'll get rid of all the things that are not good for you, and he'll leave you with something that's lean, mean, and green. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez, and know that you are in the books of Acts because Christ is acting on your behalf. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has said so. May God bless you, and I will see you the next time. God bless you, and bye-bye.